Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
With the sun coming in here, I can't tell if the red button is on or not. And I assumed it was. And it, in fact, wasn't. But here we are.
Oh, your mic?
Yes, because the sun's coming in and I can't tell the difference between it being on and off. So
I'll never forget. I talked to a guy who used to run KMOX, big station in St. Louis. And he told me one time, most important thing in radio is making sure mic's on. And I will never forget those words of wisdom.
I think the most important thing is making sure it's off.
That actually, that's 100% right.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
You're safer with the mic off.
You're safer with the mic off.
Sure, yeah.
Than you are. You're not 100% safe with the mic off, but you're safer with the mic off than with the mic on, as we've learned. Many people have learned the hard way.
Yeah, think about a lot of the people that have been fired because they thought their mics were off.
Yes, the mic is never off. Not technically.
I'll just blame you, Quentin. That's how that works.
That's when in doubt.
Yeah, when in doubt, blame the producer.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
That's what you're there for. He said this before. He's like, I'm not really sure how to describe my job to people. Your job is to take the fall when we screw up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your job is to protect the license.
Yeah.
Which sounds very official and and sounds like a job that should really make more money than anybody else in the building then.
Nah.
Because your job is to protect the license when in fact... Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure we play those monthly tests that come in that are always at the worst time and so annoying.
Do we still have to do the legal ID at the top? Is that still the thing that that's your job is to.
I've got the 5-minute window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of you have no idea what we're talking about, but Quentin's job is very important.
Yeah, there's 4 things that I have to do every show. In fact, I got to do my logs here in this hour at some point. That's why that's why I stand the real official looking for about 45 seconds with those binders in my hands.
Because the binders are what make it look official. We still do that with binders. There's not a place electronically that we enter that anywhere.
I just do what the engineers tell me to do.
No comment.
I'm sure. Every once in a while they come in now. They'll be like, hey, we're following the FCC rules. And I'm like, sounds good.
I got to be honest with you, buddy. I've known a lot of producers at that station. I don't know any of them that took logs. I think the engineers tricked you into doing something you don't need to be doing.
Ha ha.
It makes me feel good,
All right. Stuff like this freaks me out. I don't like it when we do. Back to even when we talked about doing the hologram of Whitney Houston shows.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
That creeps me out. I don't like it. And I don't like this either. There is an AI company called 2Y.
Two Way.
The digital, the number 2, the digit 2, and then WAI. It's based out of Los Angeles, has launched a social app for avatars via the Apple Store. It's been available for a few days now. And it lets you create a holo avatar who looks and talks like you and even shares the same memories. Huh? They promote it as a way to memorialize deceased loved ones.
Right. So you can make it like you, but it can also, which is creepy enough. But then they can also take a dead relative and make it sound like them. Here's a commercial for it.
He's getting bigger. See? Oh,
It is a pregnant woman talking to what I assume is the corpse of her mother. The hollow corpse of her mother.
Wonderful.
On her phone.
We are not hearing Weird's audio.
You're not hearing it?
Nope.
That's weird. Why wouldn't it?
There was a little bit of a staticky sound and then it cut out.
Are you hearing me still?
You are also staticky now. We love technology.
Yeah, you know what? I insult
engineering. Put that binder down and figure this out, man.
I insult engineering, then all of a sudden, what happens?
Now you sound okay.
Now I sound okay?
Try your audio again.
Let me try this again, then. Let me try it again. Ugh, for the love of corn. I'm sure it's my fault, though. Everything on my end.
Nope. Still dead air.
Still can't hear it? That's weird. Okay, nope. Whatever. The commercial's creepy and weird. It's a pregnant woman rubbing her belly and talking to her mother, who is on her phone, and it's obviously her mother has passed, and it's just this beautiful thing where now she gets to share her mother with her baby, and then like the baby's born, and she can talk to, and she said at one point goes, "Mom, tell him the same story at bedtime story you used to tell me." Guys,
okay,
we are screwed if we think like this is it like okay, like on any level, like just at a psychological level.
Yes. Yes.
Does anybody think that talking to the artificial clone of your dead relative is going to make grief healthier? And it's not just turning them into a very polite ghost that lives in your phone. That's what this is.
Okay.
The pitch is they're saying it's for comfort. They're saying it's for comfort, but the product feels like I don't know how to phrase this any nicer, but grief cosplay with the subscription plan. And if Black Mirror did this as an episode, you'd be like, I don't know, like that's crazy. Like I get dead relatives, but now it's here. And it's you can just have your dead relative on a phone. I don't like it.
Can't wait for my, you know, dead grandparents to read me an ad on YouTube TV.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Now they'll use your dead relatives to start selling stuff to you. You know, honey, when I was your age, I always wish I'd had a ninja blender. That's what I always... remember, I choked to death on that bone. If only we had a blender.
Okay. This just makes me very uncomfortable. Mm. Because I say all the time, and we're, you know this too, from having lost someone very close to you, everybody grieves differently. Yep. And grief is very personal, and it's really uncomfortable, and it's hard, and sometimes it takes forever, and it's different for everybody. And I did some crazy things when I was grieving the loss of my dad that I'm sure if I were to explain out loud, somebody would say, wow, you were really, but it's just what I needed at the time. And so I hesitate to judge anyone for what they should or shouldn't do while they're grieving or what should or shouldn't comfort them, whatever works for you. However, I just feel really uncomfortable when we cross into creating more of a person than existed. Like, why aren't the memories we had enough? Or if you're having a baby and you want to imagine, you know, what your mother would say, why can't you just imagine that? Why do you need to see it?
Not to get into a theological argument about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't heaven good enough? Why?
Yeah.
Why can't you imagine her looking down from heaven and seeing you with your baby?
Yeah.
And then as far as like, the reading the bedtime story, you know what would be more beautiful than the grandma on the hologram from the phone reading the bedtime story? Would be the mom going, you know what? Your grandma used to tell me this story. I wish she was here to tell it, but I'm going to do my best. That would be so much more powerful. Instead, it's like, here you go. Have a AI representation of your grandmother reading this. The other thing is, I feel like it's ripping people off.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The idea of making money off of this at somebody's hardest time of life, yeah, it makes me ill too.
I that is that vulture. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's literally
predatory
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vulture capitalism, more or less, is what this is in a literal way. And that's what bothers me, too, is it's, and I think it's because I've lost somebody very close to me at a young age, and because I've obviously lost more people, that I'm very sensitive to this. It's just, I cannot imagine thinking straight at that time and not being tempted.
Yeah.
To do this.
And spend whatever money it takes, because it's being sold to you as a way to make your pain less.
Yeah.
As a way to this hardest time of your life where you're looking for any way to make this feel a little better. It's being marketed that way.
Yeah.
Do we have any idea what this costs?
$10.99 a month.
So it's cheapish.
Mm-hmm. But if you stop paying, does grandma get unplugged? Does she go to the big recycle bin in the sky? Is it like what happened to the ones and zeros that made up grandma? I don't know.
So
Go ahead.
Well, so there was a story. I don't know if you remember this or if this came across for you, but there was a story out of Japan. This is maybe 3 or 4 years ago, where you could create a hologram out of your dead loved one.
Yep.
And have conversations with your hologram dead person. I know, Quentin, you're same. And I was like, wow. Again, same thing. I'm not going to judge how you choose to grieve, but why is the memory not enough? And I feel like you're getting into weird psychological, your brain's going to get confused on whether they're really gone.
I'm the same as you. The way I grieved might have been, offensive to some people.
Because
my way of dealing with grief and dealing with that kind of pain is to make jokes about it.
Sure.
I have a very dark sense of humor. And most people in my family do. Like that's just how we dealt with a lot of stuff, is we laugh through it. And we make jokes about it.
And that's okay. That's okay.
And I've told people, like, some of the stuff I was saying at my brother's funeral, or like at like during the process of him dying, because it took 10 days. And they've been like, whoa, like, are you okay, dude? Like, and I was like, he would have thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, not going to judge you for how you grieve. I don't think this is grieving, because the point of grieving is to get closure eventually.
Yes.
This
or to work through the end of it. Yeah.
Right. This is slowing that down. This is making that process longer. It is not allowing closure, because you still have the hologram of that person that you've convinced yourself still exists, and she's in your phone.
I think I can summarize this.
Yeah.
About how we all feel the same way about this, and I think I can summarize it nicely. I think it grosses us out and makes us feel all icky, because it's not real. It's the same problem we have when we did that study, I don't know, maybe a month ago, about how all of the high schoolers and middle schoolers that have openly admitted to having an AI girlfriend.
Yes.
And it's the same, the reason why is that it's not real. And you're just giving yourself up to something that's not real, where you're choosing to live in a world that is not in front of you. And you're choosing to try and hold on to something that's not there.
913-586-7798. I will hear you out if you are wholeheartedly on the other side of this. I just want to hear why. Because like I said, it's kind of icky. This is super, super personal. And when money is involved, that feels gross to me. You used the word healthy earlier. Yeah. I ask whether this is healthy to think not.
Because there is, like, again, I also am not a big believer in kink shaming. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, I don't care. But there it does get to a point where if your kink is stabbing yourself in the abdomen, then I'm going to be like, I don't know that that's a good idea. I don't know that that's healthy. Same thing with this. I don't think that this is healthy, and I don't think that it's good, and it should be illegal. Textline had a really good point on this, and I'll share this, and then we'll go to break. I have to say, this also feels like a praise on the deceased. Do you think they would want this? My loved ones who have gone on would find this horrifying. I would not want this if I passed. And yeah, like, you know what's beautiful is an old man going to his wife's grave and having a conversation with her, like at her headstone. You know what? Let me pair things. You know the end of Forrest Gump where he's standing at Jenny's grave?
Yeah.
And he's crying and he's like, you'd be so proud of him, of little Forrest. And he's so smart, Jenny. He's so smart. What if he was saying that into a phone? Does that kind of ruin the moment? I think it does.
Well, also, and I don't know how you and I have not talked about this out loud, but I'm content with what I had with my dad. I am content with the end. I am content with how it ended. I mean, it makes me angry and I don't like that he's not here. But in terms of the content of our relationship, I don't want more that's fake. It's not real. It's not. Yeah. Not only is it not real, but I have no idea if it would be accurate. If I were to tell this AI thing, hey, Dad, I need advice on whether I should buy this house or whatever the advice is.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he would say.
Well, also, how do you trust it? Like, well, you should. But hey, have you gone to Bill's mortgage company and checked out their low, low rates?
Have no clue if that's what they would actually say.
Yeah.
No, I don't like this. I'm getting more. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Getting a bunch of texts on this. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What a deal for $11 a month. And this is only via the Apple store so far. I don't see that it's offered through Android. I'm sure they're going to get there. For $11 a month, you can create an avatar of yourself or of your deceased loved one. And it will look and talk like your dead loved one, and it'll be like they never left.
I think that this is... I don't want to say creepy. I think I initially used that terminology, and I'm gonna backtrack on that because it is a little creepy. But that's not what bothers me the most about this, because the creepy part about it is actually not as important as the exploitation that's going on. And
yes,
there's somebody texted in who, and I again trying to be sensitive to this, but just I think even though they're disagreeing with us, makes our point. They said, I just lost my dad a few months ago. If a bot that sounded like him helps me get through the day, I don't care how weird it looks from the outside. You guys are being judgmental and unfair.
Okay, no. No. I mean, you're entitled to think whatever you want. But the very first thing I said when we started talking about this is that, and we and I both lost people close to us, and I'm very sorry to hear about your dad. That's who I lost to. It's incredibly difficult. I don't judge how someone gets through the day. I get it, especially at the beginning. You think those days are never going to end. You think it's never going to get better. And so my heart goes out to you. And maybe you think it's judgmental. I'm with Weir. It's the taking advantage of someone at their most vulnerable time to make money. And
I'm not judging people, because I think we've been clear about this, and I just need to, if we haven't been, let me just make it 100% clear.
Yeah.
There is absolutely, I have no problem with somebody wanting to do this.
Yeah.
I have a huge problem with somebody making it available to them.
Right.
Just like I don't have a problem with somebody who wants to get drunk. I have a problem if that person has a drinking problem with somebody handing them a bottle of alcohol.
Right.
I don't have a friend taking
them to a bar.
I don't have a problem with somebody who has addiction, but I do have a problem with somebody enabling that addiction. And while you might think that this would help you, psychologists are, by the way, and I haven't quoted all of them, but this is becoming a big story, and psychologists are coming out going, this is insane.
Yeah.
This will not help you with closure. This is not going to help your grieving process. It is only going to prolong it and slow it down. So, yeah, the judgment is not against people who would want to do this. It's against the people who are providing it for them, because they know what they're doing. They're exploiting grief.
Exploiting is the right word. That's exactly the right.
Right.
That's exactly the right word here. And I, on a more personal note, you know, some people say voicemails. We don't have that as much anymore. But like some people say voicemails so that you... Mm-hmm. I have never forgotten my dad's voice. It's been 24 years. I have never forgotten the voice. And I don't need to hear a recording of it to remind me of how it sounded. But you do you.
Yeah. From the text line, what are they calling this? It should be a nanobot.
A nanobot?
Yeah, because it's nanobots.
Oh, yeah.
It's nanobot. That's a nerdy joke, and I really like it.
Just took me a second.
Also from the text line, hard pass. If I know it's just code, every I love you would just feel fake. This is not comfort. It's emotional. That's actually a good way to phrase this. It's emotional catfishing. And by the way, I wouldn't be okay with it no matter what. If they said, there is absolutely no way we're ever going to use this to target you for advertising. Conversations with your dead relative are ever going to be used to sell you crap you don't need. Then I would go, well, at least they're trying to do this ethically, and maybe I disagree with them, but maybe their heart's in the right place. But that is not what's going on here, guys. The reason they're doing this is so you will tell your grandmother or your mom or your dad or your brother, whoever it is, on your phone, gee, I miss you. I really, you know what I miss the most is remember when we went to Lake of the Ozarks and we got those Keystone Lights? I hate Keystone Light, but drinking it with you made it amazing. And then you'll see a day later, an ad. Hey, try the new Keystone Light. That's happening. That's what this is for. Don't think for one second they're just doing it because they can make $11 a month off of you.
What's the phrase? If you're not the product, you're the if you're not the buyer, you're the product.
If you're not paying for it, you're the product.
Yeah.
Or if the product is being sold. Free, then you're the product.
Yeah.
That used to be true. That used to be how they did it. And it was like, well, at least we weren't paying for this crap. Mm-hmm. Now they make us pay for it, and then they turn around and still sell our privacy. They used to actually think, you know, that's not fair. Like, if we're selling their stuff, that's enough for us. And they're like, wait, no, let's also charge them for it and get their data. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Please, if you're going to do anybody that's going to do this, talk to your therapist first.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a therapist, that get one first before you do this, because I think it has the possibility to make your grieving process very confusing.
Yeah.
And it's hard enough.
From the text, what's the name of the company? If we didn't mention it, it's Two Way. And I would suggest not ever buying anything from them. From the text line. And this is a good point, too, because we're only thinking about people who are currently like in the grieving process.
Yeah.
But they say, I lost my mom 10 years ago, and this would push me back into grief.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. It would make me miss her more. That's a great point, because it would trigger all that stuff again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's part of the closure of the grieving process, too, is not having to go back and look at things and not having to go back and hear things. And it's that doing it because you want to, doing it because, you know, and not going through the cycle again.
And not having the emotions attached to it. I speak only for myself when I say, I don't feel like there is closure. I don't feel like I will miss my dad forever. There will never be an end to that. For me, right. The path of grief was not to get to closure. The grieving process just changes over time. It's always there. It just changes over time. But it definitely gets less intense. You know, I can tell that whole story now and not cry. And yeah. 15 years ago, I couldn't. I mean, that's what, I don't think you're ever fully healed, because there's still, but there is progress that you make. But that's just me.
It's not something that hits you. It's something you have to absorb.
That's somebody said to me, you never get over it. You only get used to it.
Yeah. Yes. It's not something you get over. It's just something you have to get used to. Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah.
It was just a
guy I passed at work on my first day back. I didn't know very well, which is funny how you make friends that way. But
not something you're ever going to get over. It's just something you have to live with.
Can we talk about the bees with horns coming up?
Yes, I was just about to change topics.
Thank you.
I do want to say one last text from the text line. You're already getting texts from people that would partake in this. This is going to evolve into something very dangerous, especially knowing that AI is just scratching the surface. I've said it for years now, and I'm going to keep saying it. The fact that there are no regulations on AI is absolutely embarrassing and terrifying. Mm-hmm. That there's no regulation on how we're exploiting people and we've had so many stories like that, and nothing is going to be done about it because there's just too much money tied up in it. Congress isn't going to care. Coming up, what is the new Lucifer bee? Going from the dangers of technology just to the dangers of everyday life. Guess what country the Lucifer bee is from? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We'll do magic moments here coming up at the end of the show. BBC had this story. I didn't need... Here's my note to the BBC. The next time you want to do a story like this, put the picture lower in the story, like after the text of the story. I didn't need this to be... I didn't need this to be right below the headline. I didn't need this massive blown up picture of this...
of the double B.
Monster creature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is more than life size on my computer right now, and I didn't need that, so...
Is that freaking you? Oh, I thought you were like from a... like. From a money making point of view,
oh,
like put it lower so people have to scroll down because
no.
it's stay on the page longer, and then that counts for more Google SEO or whatever.
No, if they put it lower, I wouldn't have to look at it. I would just look at the story. But nonetheless, Australian scientists, where everything wants to kill you, have discovered a new native bee species with tiny horns, and they have given it a suitably devilish name. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Researchers found the mega chili Lucifer.
I think you could say mega chili.
Or
I'm going with mega child.
Okay,
Lucifer.
That sounds better.
That sounds better, right?
That sounds
mega
better.
Mega child Lucifer.
Yeah, sounds more intimidating.
Yeah.
They found it while observing a rare wildflower that only grows in the, I have no idea, somewhere in Western Australia. These are words
Gold
I don't know how to pronounce. East of Perth, somewhere, yeah. Which is... Perth is the only major city on the western side of Australia. The highly distinctive prominent horns are only on the female bee and may be used as a defense mechanism to gather pollen or nectar or to collect materials like resin from nests.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I am a little bit less worried about the demon horns and a little more worried that we keep discovering new species.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. None of them are good, by the way. We're not discovering new species of like guinea pigs or anything cute.
We're always discovering new species right as we're about to pave over the place that they live, which is probably the most human thing ever. We found a tiny bee. It's adorable. It's called Lucifer. And also, we might have already killed it because that's a story, too, is they're destroying its habitat. And that's how they found it.
Yeah. They worried that the wildflowers are going to go away because of this thing.
Yeah. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio told us, like, the honeybees are dying, and then we can only live for 4 years or something like that after they're all dead. So, fantastic.
Neat.
Australia really is, like, for those of you who play video games, like, the DLC level of Earth, or Earth on, like, hard mode, where every time there's a weird animal headline, it's Australia. And, of course, the devil bee horn is... is in a place that already has spiders the size of dinner plates.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not like it's like we have other places on Earth. We have other deserts. You know, we have other extreme weather conditions in other parts of the world. It's not like Australia has the market cornered on that. The only thing that makes Australia different is that so much of the country is, I don't want to say unusable, but like it's 80 or 90% of the population lives within 25 miles of the coast. So there's just so much in the middle that's undisturbed. And I don't know if that just means things have gotten to evolve and grow and become mean.
And it's its own continent. So you get less influence from the outside, like the jungle, you know, as we continue to burn that down, you know, it gets influence from other areas around it, whereas Australia doesn't get that.
Yes, that's also true.
Can I say, too, about the name? It's a cool name. Mm-hmm. The Mega Child Lucifer, Devil Bee, all that stuff. That's awesome. But maybe you shouldn't go for an awesome name when you're naming an animal that we're currently on the verge of wiping out. You know what I mean? Don't go for a scary name, because doesn't that just kind of make us okay with the fact that we're driving this thing to extinction?
Because like we've made it so mean?
Because we've made it sound like, oh, yeah. Well, it's them or us. Like, if I don't kill the Lucifer bee, it's going to kill me. Actually, it's not. I have not seen in this story of you that this thing is, like, harmful to humans.
They don't say anything about that. Yeah. But it's a bee. I assume it can. Boy, that's a major gap in the reporting.
Yeah.
Can it sting? I assume, can all bees sting? Yeah, surely, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think all bees sting. Don't they die when they sting, though? Or is that just a myth? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. Would you be more likely to support a species because it has a scary name like Lucifer? Or should we name them things like fuzzy
warm fuzzy and fuzzy flower. Bee
yeah fuzzy flower friend triple F
to me I don't feel like this name is that scary.
Lucifer.
Well, but the first part of it, the mega child Lucifer.
I think sounds awesome. Yeah, well, that's a good point. Like, maybe if you just stuck with Mega Child Hendrix or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
you know, like, give them cool names, don't give them scary names, I guess is the point. You know, that's good enough.
And who gets to pick the name? The person that discovered it, I guess, gets to pick the name.
Whoever scientist gets to pick the name. It's kind of cool, like, that we still find species that we can name. Like, they say we've only explored 10% of the ocean.
So Lucifer, they say, means light bringer in Latin. Mm-hmm. Why do we associate it with being such a?
Because it's the name thing. For the angel that battled.
Oh yeah.
God. For control of heaven. Yep.
Huh. Okay.
The morning
That's
star.
Complicated.
That was what he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's tiny. Okay. The horns are tiny.
She's probably not coming here. That's a long way.
Yeah. It's not coming to Kansas.
She's got plenty
soon.
To do there.
Unless somebody smuggles one in and then who knows? And
could happen.
Takes over. Which didn't I mean, Australia, that happened where they, was it rabbits? What like animal almost destroyed Australia? I think it was rabbits.
Dingoes.
Where they had. Dingoes are bad. The dingoes ate the baby, all that stuff. But I think it was rabbits, where they have to have rabbit fences everywhere because, because they're an invasive species and they were like eating all the plants.
The European rabbit. Yes. Yep. It caused widespread ecological damage through overgrazing and erosion. While the emu war is a famous example of human wildlife conflict, the sustained and long-term ecological destruction caused by rabbits has been far more significant.
So in a country with spiders the size of your head
and
koala bears that fall out of trees and attack you.
Yes, and everything in between.
Everything else in between. The most dangerous thing they've ever dealt with are fuzzy little rabbits.
From Europe. They were introduced from Europe, and that was the problem.
Specifically rabbits, yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So another thing we can blame the British on.
Sure.
I think we don't blame them enough, honestly. Like, America's kind of become like the bad guy in the world.
Yeah.
Or as far as like Europe, you guys, it's only been like 50 years where Europe's been the good guy. Mm-hmm. They were the bad guy most of the time. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, we're going to end the show and end the week with magic moments where Quentin has taken tiny little clips of things that we've said throughout the week. He's going to play them back for us. And then we have to guess what the hell we were talking about. That's next on Midday.
Happy Red Friday. We're wrapping things up. Dana and Parks coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, real quick, you want to give the final tally for the list today. We did best stand-up comics. A was for Nate Bargatze, B was for Jim Gaffigan, and C was for Bill Burr. And the final tally is Bill Burr, 13%, Jim Gaffigan, 32%, and the winner, by a mile, Nate Bargatze with 55%. That was Jamie's pick, so congratulations.
Thank you, Jamie. That was lower. At one point, it was higher than that, so it turned a little bit.
It went down a little bit.
But I'm happy with that.
For the most part, it hung there. It was like it started at like 65 and dropped to 55.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to end the show and end the week with Magic Moments.
Magic Moments. Memories we've been sharing.
Where Quentin is going to play clips of us talking, and then we have to guess what we were talking about. Over the course of a week, we spend 20 hours talking, guys.
Yes, it's a lot.
It's insane that we'd remember everything.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah, so this first one actually breaks one of the rules. A listener, Kathy in Kansas City, called me after a segment and was like, I need you to pull this for Magic Moments. Mm-hmm. And I give them what the people want. So this breaks one of the rules, but here it is anyways.
Yeah.
For that reason.
I don't even want to sit in a bath. I have to shower first if I ever do a bath. I don't want to sit in Quentin soup, much less the public.
I don't remember the context.
It's shower, like hot water takes your skin off. Don't shower in hot water.
Man.
Was it the hot tub story? Was it the washing the sheets in the hot tub? The hotel that did that? And then that eventually got us to...
It was. It was the hotel in Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah.
That had washed its bed sheets
to get the stains out.
And they were like, what? This is what we've been doing for years.
Yeah.
Is that it?
You are 100% correct. Yay! That was a weird way to get there, but I appreciate the effort. Yeah. Great hustle out there.
Does the chlorine help with?
Well, I would hope.
They're heavily chlorinated.
Yeah.
For that reason.
I don't even want to sit in a bath. I have to shower first if I ever do a bath. I don't want to sit in Quentin soup, much less the public.
So it broke a rule. It was something I said, but you got to give them what the people want.
Well, that's okay.
Are there Quentin cubes?
Still.
Quentin bullion cubes? All right.
Okay. Number two.
They have souls too, you know? They need to be saved.
Dogs are Catholics.
That was like yesterday.
Wasn't it? Yeah, I'm assuming we were talking about, you know, rescuing animals.
How do we get on Catholics?
How do I
bring that? It was something about kneeling, church weddings?
No. We were talking about taking your dog with you everywhere you go.
Oh, yes. And I said, what about church?
What about church? And if because somebody on the text line said they somebody takes their dog to church with them all the time.
Yeah, and I said, is it going to kneel up and down every time? Because that's what happens in Catholic church.
Catholic church,
yes. Yeah.
You guys are nailing it.
Wow, look at us.
The dog isn't going to get anything out of the service. The dog, if it's Catholic church, the dog isn't going to kneel down with you every 5 seconds like you're supposed to. The singing might upset them.
They have souls too, you know? They need to be saved.
Dogs are Catholics.
That might be one of my favorite bits I pulled of you, Jamie. Dogs are Catholics. I don't know.
Dogs are Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic. It works on so many levels.
Yeah.
All right. Number three.
All right.
But you're an old, you're kind of curmudgeon-y old, so you might be out of time.
We were talking about Quentin, obviously. I know that was in reference to you.
Wow, that was so... Whoa,
that
boy.
Was quick. That
there was
what were
not
we
much there.
Age, like
I don't know.
We had a list on a BuzzFeed of the stuff we were asking older people. Like, what have you learned?
You're. I'm just gonna leave
that you can
You've
teach us
all these this week. Yeah,
right. That's what it
I
was.
Got nothing. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It was early in the week too.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe your new morning routine is helping you out.
Mm-hmm. The new morning routine of not sleeping. Yeah, that's helping me out a lot.
All right, here we go.
That was it, right? It's things old people say everyone should do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like I said, the first time I really hurt my back, and that was the worst pain I've ever been in, was when I was 28.
So I got 2 years to live my life. I got to see the world.
Yes, But you're an old, you're kind of curmudgeon-y old, so you might be out of time.
It's my way of lifting your spirits on a Monday.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. Yeah.
Well, you wanted to go with old soul, and then you backtracked on it.
I don't want to be mean.
Yeah, full send.
Yeah. That happens a lot. I don't want to be mean. But I say it anyway.
Last one.
No, I'm going to do it myself, Brittany. I got this. And there's no way. He's like, no, I'm not going to hire some guy to put my kids' toys together.
That was Mahomes.
Okay. I know you're exactly
imitating Mahomes. Yeah.
We were talking about how I'm worried about
the hardest
Chiefs
things to put together.
Yeah, it was the hardest things to put together. And I said the Chiefs blew a game to the Raiders. And I'm convinced because it was on Christmas Day and they were home. And so Mahomes is probably up all night putting his, you know, daughter's Barbie dreamhouse and stuff together.
I got this. That was your mom's impression. To do it.
That's a weird thing to hear first thing, though, out of the knowing the context. That's a strange thing to hear in my head.
I didn't remember interviewing Patrick Mahomes this week. I thought that was Harrison's Carrington's job.
Is he right?
Yeah. 4 for 4 with like little time to think about it.
Look at that.
I think we got them all.
That
it's a good week.
Yeah.
We don't hear the full one there. That's fine.
Barbie dreamhouses and toys for his kids.
Staff.
I don't think so. No, I think that he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. I'm sure he's like, no, I'm going to do it myself, Brittany. I got this. And there's no way. He's like, no, I'm not going to hire some guy to put my kids' toys together.
I would do that voice more, but it kind of hurts.
I bet it does. I bet it does. Yeah.
To do this. I'm not sure if it's Mahomes or Bobcat Goldthwait. Anyway, Dana Parks is up next.
Go Chiefs.
You guys have a fantastic weekend. Go Chiefs. Xavier Worthy looks healthy. He's going to be playing. And Josh Simmons probably also be back. So it'll be a good game. See you Monday. Talk about a Chiefs victory.
Have a good weekend.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.